We previously discussed how, within the third ambiguous class of unjust laws, a person who simply tries to use the system of laws to get back the money that the government unjustly took from him is not committing an injustice. However, the entire point of wealth redistribution in the eyes of government officials is to have some people be net winners and others be net losers due to the redistributive scheme. If one is a net loser from a redistributive scheme, one obviously has committed no injustice. Rather, one is the victim of injustice. If one is a net winner, however, some attempt to rectify the injustice needs to be made. It is, of course, crucial to never attempt to place oneself in the position of a net winner due to a government scheme. An individual seeking to avoid inflicting unjust harms on others ought never to apply for government unemployment assistance or special favors to his company, such as the recent bailouts. He should never try to cripple his business competitors in the form of tariffs, quotas, regulations, and subsidies to himself. If one happens to be a net winner from a government scheme by chance, or out of some peculiar necessity, one should attempt to identify the losers of the scheme and compensate them out of one's winning. Then the harms of the redistributive program will be mitigated, at least. For instance, a corporation that receives more in government subsidies than it paid in corporate income taxes might identify competitors that lose on net from government impositions and give them its excess subsidy revenue so as to render the government intervention neutral with regard to itself and alleviate some of the injustices imposed on others. A person who has, for some reason, had to accept government unemployment assistance in the past should find some net taxpayers to the government and give them the excess of his welfare benefits over his tax contributions. Or he might try to earn so high an income as to make the taxes he pays over his entire lifetime exceed his gains from the welfare system. Most importantly, it is necessary to recognize that much of the harm of unjust laws can be rectified through legal, private actions that effectively undo the harms of impositions such as wealth redistribution.